Ashley Michaels appearing here also for the Master Trust.
Okay, thank you, Margie. And that's five. Do we have anybody else? Maybe we're the number six, Debbie. Okay, thanks for your participation today. And this is a status conference for IGWA's third mitigation plan. There's a hearing scheduled for the, what is it, the 20th and 21st?
Yes.
Of October. And I understand, TJ, that IGWA has filed a motion to vacate the hearing. And I don't know whether you want to address the motion first. I know there's some other issues that people wanted to talk about, but it seemed to me that the motion should be discussed because it may affect the other discussions we might have.
You bet. The motion to vacate the hearing was filed for a few reasons. Primarily, it does not appear that we'll go forward with the Aqualife project, which is a major component of the third mitigation plan. And I think most, if not all, of the protests that were filed against the third mitigation plan had concerns with that aspect of that. And so in the interest of, I think, efficiency and avoiding any of the parties having to undertake unnecessary preparation, we want to put that on hold. There are other components of the third mitigation plan that we still intend to pursue. Specifically, that would be the Sandy Ponds measuring devices. And then also the Billingsley Creek water rate application that's currently pending before the Eastern Region, or before James Cephalo as the hearing officer. And so we intend to go forward with those, but we'd like to, I think, schedule the hearings on those matters in a little bit more of an orderly fashion, and focus on those, which I think will avoid most of the protesters needing to participate. And then the other reason is, I think, simply to provide a little breathing room. There's a whole lot going on with Ring and IGWA, and it's been a lot of work, and so vacating the hearing will allow us to focus some resources on other pressing matters. So I think for today's purpose, we hope to vacate the hearing on the third mitigation plan, but it probably would be a good idea to set aside some dates to hear those components of the third plan that we do anticipate going forward on eventually.
Robin, thoughts from Rangan?
We had certainly received IGWA's motion to vacate, and we're actually proceeding with the assumption that that's what was going to happen. So we've been making decisions in terms of our preparation and things like that in accordance with the desire to vacate the hearing. And so we certainly are not prepared to go forward on the on October 20th and 21st. The only issue I have with setting aside dates at the moment is Fritz and Justin are not available to me in terms of calendaring, and I don't have access to their calendars. Is that something that perhaps you and I could discuss, outside the outside this proceeding today, and get proposed dates back to the director?
Yeah, that'd be fine. And maybe if we could get some dates that the director's available, then we can use those to see when those work for Fritz and Justin and the rest of us as well, and then respond to the director. So that's fine.
I wonder, rather than just the two of you coordinating, maybe there's an opportunity to send out Travis, and since it's your motion, TJ, you want to reschedule this, perhaps you could have your secretary send out an inquiry about unavailable dates, and then you could get those from everybody.
Director, I don't anticipate any of the other protestants really caring about the other components of the third plan that we will go forward with. Certainly have no problem providing them notice, but I think if you could provide us some available dates that you have, maybe in November, then we can see what works for us and notify the other parties of the components of the plan that will be going forward and ask them to advise us whether they intend to participate, and if so, whether those dates work for them.
But it almost seems to me we need to know what the components of the plan are before a decision can be made by the other parties about whether they want to participate or not. And if we're trying to rapidly identify dates, they need to be included. I don't want to ignore them in the process. If you're prepared right now to say that the only portions of the plan that you intend to pursue are the Sandy Pond recharge and the Billingsley Creek applications, then maybe other parties can make a decision, but I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, that's our intent, and so I'm fine committing to that. And those are parts 1 and 3 of the third mitigation plan, but it's just those two components of the plan that we would want to schedule a hearing on.
I think we need to have something in writing about the scope of the plan that will be considered, and then the other participating parties can make a decision. I don't want to speak for them, but Travis, maybe you have some input. Pat, I'd welcome yours and yours too, Margie. But Travis, I'm talking too much. If you have some assistance, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Travis, Tom, if the third plan, I guess, if I understand it right, the application for permit, that was the one that was just heard. Is that correct? Correct. So I don't know why we don't wait until you get a decision on that before you schedule the hearing on the remaining portion of the third plan. I don't know why we'd have nothing go forward until you get a decision in that matter. My clients would likely still be interested in Sandy Pond component. And the recirculation then just being withdrawn.
The hearing will still be vacated on that. We don't presently plan to pursue that, but we don't want to take it off the table either, so it'll just be on the sidelines for the time being. The recirculation, the aqualife, and the aqualife component of it as well.
Yeah, that's, I guess, you know, looking at this logistically, I don't know what you're thinking, Director, that you're going to allow you to go to just set aside portions of the plan until some future date, or they need to formally abandon, withdraw portions of that plan, refile it down the road if they so choose. But it just seems like everything's up in the air and we don't know when or how those will be considered.
This is Kathy McKenzie.
Oh, thanks, Kathy.
And I have to agree with Travis, you know, as far as the hearing on the third mitigation, the amended third mitigation, I personally would like to know exactly what components they're proposing. You know, like Travis said, everything's kind of up in the air and subjective and speculative and whatever, and if we could have some concreteness to this third mitigation plan, what components are in and what are out, it would be most helpful.
Pat, do you have any?
Kathy, this is TJ. I'm happy to provide that. The two components that we plan to go forward with, one would be the Sandy Pipe measuring devices and the recharge that would occur at the Sandy Ponds. Something mm-hmm. that we plan to undertake next irrigation season, one way or the other. So we're planning on doing the recharge and the Sandy Pipe delivery on an ongoing basis, no matter what happens in any of the other proceedings. So that component of the third mitigation plan needs to go forward. We're happy to go forward with that on the 20th, and you know, we could withdraw the motion to vacate the hearing and go forward with some components on the 20th if that's easier for everybody. But given everything else that's going on, we thought it might help everyone to push that back. But anyways, to answer your question, Kathy, that portion of the plan we're certainly going forward with. And then the other component deals with the Billingsley Creek water right application that the groundwater district filed. And there was a hearing on that a few weeks ago, and we were told the decision would be out by the end of October. And so rather than wait until the decision comes out and then see what availability the director has on his schedule, we prefer to go ahead and schedule the hearing on that sometime in November. And if we don't get that water right, if the permit's not issued, then we would obviously not proceed on that component as well. But if the permit is issued, we want to be in a position to move expeditiously. So it's just those two components. I don't think there's anything up in the air. We plan to pursue both of those. The only potential caveat being that if we do not get our Billingsley Creek water right, then that one obviously would not be able to go forward.
Right, right. Now the recirculation pump station, what's up with that?
It's on the sidelines for the time being. And same with the on-site component.
All right. Until after the fourth mitigation hearing, correct?
Correct.
Pat, do you have any input for us?
Yeah, we are continue to be interested in those other issues that are, I think the director's suggestion that we get a clear statement of what is and isn't included, and I'm not sure that I have prepared completely to, you know, make decisions or recommendations to my clients until I do have a clear idea of what we are or are not including. But we do remain concerned about both the Billingsley Creek application and the Sandy Plums issues.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me just suggest a path forward, TJ, and I want to ensure that all of the parties have an opportunity to participate and we provide full due process to everybody. So because of the uncertainty, I don't think there's any uncertainty about what you've said necessarily, TJ. It's just that I don't have anything that's formalized, and I think there are a number of alternatives that you could propose. But at least right now, if you want to identify dates for a subsequent hearing, I'd go back to my initial suggestion that your assistant contact all of the parties and ask for unavailable dates over the next 3 months or so. Take us through, in fact, maybe four, take us through January. And then let's figure out a time that's acceptable, and then for all of the parties. And then I think along with it, unless you want to wait on scheduling, which would be fine as well, and then I think we need to have a proposal, probably in writing from you, TJ, that says we'll withdraw these portions of the mitigation plan, or some motion to bifurcate mitigation plan into two parts, and then the parties can then assess when that comes in with their clients, whether they want to continue to participate if there's a smaller number of issues that are being considered. But I just don't have all of that today, and I think it's premature for the parties to make the decision at this point. So I think it's up to you, TJ, what you want to do. I'm happy to vacate the hearing on the 20th and 21st, and it sounds to me as if everybody's okay with pushing the hearing back to some later time. Any responses?
Your Honor, it's Pat Brown, and I just want to say I think what you're suggesting is appropriate. One of our biggest concerns is, yes, the hearing has already been scheduled, but these changes represent a major shift in focus, which we need to adjust to, and I think we're better off rescheduling with a clear statement of what the issues are going to be. Thank you.
So is there any objection to vacating the hearing? And maybe TJ, after I've said what I've said, you don't want to vacate the hearing, but I think everybody is expecting that we would not hold the hearing October 20th and 21st is what I'm hearing from you, TJ, and you, Robin, and some others.
No, that's fine with me.
Go ahead, TJ.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's fine with me to vacate the hearing for the third amendment till we get a little more clarification.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead, TJ?
Yeah, I apologize. That what you proposed, Director, is just fine. You know, I don't think we want to push things off to January, but what I'll do is get available dates from Debbie Gibson and then coordinate with the other parties. I'll file a motion to bifurcate that served on everybody so they know exactly what we intend to go forward with the next hearing on. And maybe what we could do, since we have those October 20th and 21st date set aside on your calendar, Director, is use one of those as a status conference on the motion to bifurcate.
Okay.
And so keep those on. Let's just plan on the about the 21st.
What day is that?
And I'll get my motion filed here within the next few days. So
Tuesday.
Everybody has plenty of advance notice, and then we can get back together at that time and see if anybody has any objections to going forward on that. I guess what we can find out is who plans to participate on the hearing that does go forward on the components of the plan that will be heard in hopefully November sometime.
Okay, the plan sounds... Your proposal sounds good to me. Do we want to schedule a status conference on, you're suggesting, the 21st, TJ?
Yes.
That's a Tuesday, I think. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Is that a Tuesday? I'll assume it is. I think the 17th was a Friday, so.
Yep, that's a Tuesday. That's correct.
Time of day preferable for anybody?
Pretty open.
Well, let's do it in the morning again. 10 o'clock. We'll send out a notice, and we'll expect something to come in, TJ.
Yes, well, we're all on the phone. This is Travis, if we're looking at a November hearing, can we at least get potential available dates from the director? And I realize Robin's got to coordinate with Fritz and Justin, but I need to at least have an idea to if that's what we're likely going to set to be able to prepare for the next month.
We can send out available or unavailable dates. Debbie can do that to all the parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, but we're happy to do that as quickly as possible, Travis.
Okay,
this is Robin Brody. You know, November is just not, I mean, I just don't see that as working. We've got a whole other hearing scheduled on, right, and second delivery call and all kinds of things going on with the SRBA in various fields. And given the fact that I don't see the urgency on issues like the 10-pound measuring devices, you know, and I don't think November is working.
Debbie, if you'll send out the unavailability calendar, the available dates calendar for the director, I'll talk to Robin and try to find a time and maybe include November and December.
Sure.
That's okay?
Sure. I can do that, or I can go into January like Gary suggested.
We'll just push it all the way through January so that there's a broad spectrum of possibilities and you can look at them.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? And we'll issue an order vacating the hearing also for that's scheduled for October 20th and 21st. Thanks for taking time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day.
from your perspective?